Ranchers know that winter weather can sometimes toss brutal conditions at us. It was one bitter winter in Montana in particular that changed ranching in the region forever. We meet Montana's Cattle King and learn about the winter that changed everything on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Conrad Kors was a German immigrant who came to Montana to strike it rich as a miner. He soon discovered he could make more money as a butcher, established butcher shops, and then bought a cattle ranch from Johnny Grant, headquartered near Deer Lodge, Montana. Kors built his ranch to cover a massive amount of land.
Eventually, he controls or uses over 10 million acres between areas that he grazes and areas that he owns outright.
Chris Ford shares the story from Kors Ranch headquarters, today a National Historic Site. At the time, most ranching was open range with no fences. One particular winter, though, changed ranching in this region forever.
Well, the winter of 1886-87 is usually looked at as the key event that changed the frontier era way of raising cattle to a more modern era. A lot of cattle either froze or starved to death.
Ranches began to put up hay in the summer and feed it to cattle in the winter. The open range began to be fenced. Kors became known as Montana's Cattle King.
Well, Kors' apparent heir to the ranch, his son, died from an appendicitis attack at the age of 19. And at that time, he's also quite elderly, so he began selling off most of his holdings into a trust for his wife, and he passes away in 1920.
Kors' grandson, Conrad Warren, began to manage the ranch in the 1930s and purchased it from the trust in 1940.
He carries on and develops his own well-known purebred Hereford operation here in the 1940s and 50s.
Today, it is Grant Kors Ranch National Historic Site. This is still a working ranch. Visitors can see the history of the Montana Cattle King and those who came after him, as well as learn a bit about ranching today. Traveling the countryside in Deer Lodge, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.